Welcome back to this program, Mike McFeely Outdoors on KFGO on this Saturday morning. Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort, our guest, as he always is, almost every darn Saturday morning, unless he or I are busy in some way, shape, or form, but we generally try to get Jeffrey on our program. How's the traffic been with anglers, Jeff? It's still December 17th, so we're still early, but gosh, we've been fishing now for, well, not we being not me, have been fishing for a couple of weeks now. Is it pretty good traffic, or are you seeing lots of folks?
We just had a big meet. That was a dramatic pause. Did you catch that?
I did, good job.
That was dramatic. Had a meeting with Kyle last night. You know what? We ran into a problem here. We ran into a problem at the resort. We don't have any lodging. Whether it's always full. Every weekend is almost completely book solid from Friday to Sunday. Our only openings we have is Monday through Wednesday. So if anybody wants to come up during the week, please do. But the traffic is monumental, epic. It's just nonstop traffic. A lot of people out fishing this year. I don't know if a lot of people like have off before Christmas or what, but this is my fourth year on the ice with the resort. I've never seen traffic like this. We're even starting something new. We're letting people from your area, especially, bring their ice castles up and park them in our parking lot.
Wow.
Look at you guys. So they don't have to schlep them back and forth. No schlepping involved.
I think people, you know, after last summer, Jeff, and after you and I have talked so much about the perch bite in the fall, there's been a lot of people that have approached me in Fargo-Moorhead and said, boy, I got to get up to Devil's Lake this year. I have to take advantage of what's going on up at Devil's Lake with the perch and the walleyes. I think the word is really out even more than it was before that the perch are back on Devil's Lake and people really want to take advantage of that. I think that's kind of what's happening here is that the people are going, look, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime epic perch bite where we're catching 20, 40, 60, 80 jumbo perch. It's pretty good right now.
It is. And you know what? That biologist creel report, like we had talked about most of, but after August when I heard about it, it's been spot on. We've had a lot of fish in that 12, more fish than we've ever had between 12 and 14. Two fish that did not quite touch 15, and they did not beat the 191 of McFeely. They came in, you know, when they were just under 15, so imagine, you know, they don't have the eggs built up yet. 189 and a 186.
Man.
I was like, oh.
I'm just rounding mine up to two, by the way. When people see it on my office wall, which is where I have it mounted, they ask, boy, how big is that perch? I just say two. If you round up, it's not lying. I mean, and I just say 2 pounds. So I think that's fair.
You know, it's kind of cool. The people in our houses, I'll walk in and they got us these jackets down there, bright green fluorescent. My name is on it. And I'll say, hey, how you guys doing? And this happens like almost on a daily basis. And they look at me and goes, you're not the Jeff that's on that McFeely show, are you? I go, did you ever hear that guy? He's crazy. Oh, you are the guy on that McFeely show. I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. So, yes, they do listen to you. They do come. And, you know, even Mike Williams said, it's kind of funny.
Fargo City Commissioner Mike Williams, by the way.
Exactly. Mike Williams was out the other day, and he said to me, I'm going to listen to what you said. You've been saying bang in the bottom. I'm banging the bottom. I'm doing what I can do. I tried for him. He didn't do as good as he wanted to do, but he did pretty good.
Okay.
But he listened. He listened. So people actually do listen to us, Michael, on the show.
Well, last year when I was up there, Jeff, Mike Williams hightailed it up there afterward. And, you know, Mike was fishing with red and white bobbers at that time. So
I know, remember that? I think he came out in his car. Remember the family truckster?
he brought the family truckster
out here. We're plowing roads. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Come right in.
So he can, if he's trying to, you know, drop the jig off the bottom and stir things up and then pull the perch up off the bottom, that's a step forward for Commissioner Williams. He's listening to your expertise and he's taking advantage of it.
You know, and I was, and no offense to the mayor, I was calling him, I was introducing him to people in the resort as the mayor of Fargo. So when he was getting out, he goes, oh, no, that's not me. But I would think a guy of that stature, really, he came here with like a 1991 Bonneville four-door. I'm expecting like a Lexus SUV or Beamer, Audi, really?
Well, why? I mean, he's a humble public servant. Mike Williams is all about being humble and being a man of the people. So he's not going to be driving around a Lexus. I mean, come on.
But I thought of him different. Well, you see him and you listen to him talk. He's always very prim and proper and well dressed, and then he comes out in this thing. It just shocked. I was thinking maybe he should have came in like an 82 Bronco too. I don't know.
That'd be awesome, actually. Jeff, if people just want to make their way to Devil's Lake and not, you know, go through the resort, or they can't get a room at the resort, can they still find fish? I mean, there's so much water and it's so intimidating. Can they still find fish?
Absolutely. And the key of this, Mike, is, and we talk about it a lot, is don't plant your butt too long. Drill a hole, 5 to 10 minutes. And you know what the biggest thing, and you and I have gone over this too, Vexlars. If you bring at least a FL-18, or now they got these Showdowns, Markhams, anything that you're going to be fishing deep, 30 to 50 feet of water, that you can zoom in the bottom 6, 7, 8 feet, whatever you can zoom in, okay, that is what's going to tell you what's down there. If you don't see anything flicker on the bottom and you're banging it and bringing it up, doing what you can do, 5, 8, 10 minutes, move. You don't have to move far. Move down 100 yards, do it again. And all of a sudden, bam, you'll go into the mother load. I mean, Andrew Lovegren, he's one of the guys that I run this whole spiel with here. He goes right up to the north end of Creel Bay, drills the first hole of the year, and the whole bottom is flickering. And then that's where they caught the 400 and some perch. So, I mean, he got real lucky, but that's exactly how that works. Drill, 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 and when you find them, reap the rewards.
Jeff Katcher with us on Mike McFeely Outdoors. I'm going to keep him around for one more segment at least. I hope, Jeff, that I'm not intruding on your Saturday morning, but I need to do this because you mentioned 450 perch, and I know people out there right now are blanching, going, "Whoa, my God, they're going to fish out the lake. Why are they keeping all these fish?" I want to talk about that side of it. I want to talk about the conservation side of it and the keeping the fish and the numbers. I'm going to cover that because I got messages on Facebook last year when I posted pictures of the great perch that you and I caught. I had people griping at me, "Throw some back, you pig." So we'll talk about that next on Mike McFeely Outdoors. He can't even bait a hook.